This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Today's Hajj pro tip relates to visiting the grave of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This is a very great act, and it's something that's encouraged. When we come to Medina Munawwara, we make intention to visit the mosque of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, but also to go and convey our regards to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said in one narration, "Whoever visits me after my life is as if the one has visited me. It's as if the person has visited me during my life." So this is a great honor that a person is getting the opportunity to go and visit the grave of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. As we discussed in our previous Hajj pro tip, when you enter the mosque, enter with humility, entering with the right foot, reading the du'a, praying 2 rakat of greeting the masjid. Now, one of the etiquettes the scholars have mentioned is before you go to give your salam to the Prophet, before you go and stand in front of the grave of the Prophet, that you give a little sadaqah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, "Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu, idha najaytum ar-rasula faqaddimu bayna yaday najwaakum sadaqah." Surah Mumtahina. Actually, no, Surah Mujadala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that when you go to speak with the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, give a form of charity. Now, even though this verse was abrogated, Ali radiallahu anhu says that he was the only one who acted upon this verse before it was abrogated. Nonetheless, it's an etiquette mentioned. The scholars recommend it. It's a good idea to give a charity on the way there. Now, who do you give the charity to? There are so many people there. There are workers in the mosque. There are poor people there. Give a few riyals as a form of charity to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and then you go to give your salam. Now, when you're coming to the grave of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, it gets a little crowded there. So first of all, you want to try to find a time that isn't so crowded. Maybe an hour after sunrise or 2 hours after Isha Salah. These are times where it's downtime. A few hours after Dhuhr Salah, an hour or two after Dhuhr Salah. Again, it's downtime again. So you can easily go there without having to push and shove. Now, if you do go in a prime time where there are a lot of people there, be careful of pushing and shoving, especially on the sister side. There's a lot of pushing and shoving that goes on, a lot of elbowing and punching each other. So take it easy. Be calm, be relaxed. Don't get angry when you're there. Even if someone pushes you, let it go. Raising your voice in the presence of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in this beautiful area is not a good thing. Keep yourself busy with sending salawat on the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad. When you stand in front of the grave of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, it is disrespectful to stand so close that a person is actually holding the mesh and moving it back and forth. These are all bad practices and not good things to do. Stand there respectfully, calmly, convey your salam to the Prophet. Convey the salam of those who requested that you convey their salam to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Request the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam to intercede on your behalf to Allah on the Day of Judgment. And then after you're done, convey your salam to Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu, and then Umar radiallahu anhu, and then exit the mosque. After you've exited the mosque, you turn around, face the Qibla, and make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Don't stand in front of the Prophet's grave with your hands raised to his grave making dua to Allah, because that can cause confusion to believing that a person is actually making dua to the Prophet, which is obviously an act of disbelief. You can't make dua to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Our dua is to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As for the part that I mentioned earlier, requesting him to intercede, that's not really a dua. You're requesting him to intercede to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So keep your aqidah clear, keep your thoughts clear. And again, this is today's Hajj pro tip for those who are intending to go to the holy city of Makkah Mukarramah and Medina Munawwara. Be sure to practice and convey on to others. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.